You're listening to Track Talk with CH and Ferdy.
Mic check. 1, 2. In the place to be. Well, welcome everybody else. I said everybody else like there was somebody I neglected, but I want to welcome everybody to Track Talk with CH and Ferdy. And this is episode 8. Ooh. This is the we don't have a title episode.
We're almost at 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Eight episodes. We 2 months in. So I mean, well, we're longer than 2 months, but I mean, we're a solid 2 months now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're getting places. You know, we're trying to make a name for ourselves. We're trying to run a respectable business here, you know, and keep your appetites for track and field nourished.
Yeah, I'm gonna need Diestat and all those other and what's the other one? Track Mile Split. I'm gonna need them to listen so we could get some sponsorship.
Yeah. For real.
You know, just
especially Mile Split because they used to be free. Now they charging, so I know they making some coin.
Yeah, just give me some.
Let me hold a million till Tuesday, and we good. That's all I'm asking. I get back.
Or some free access to the site.
That would be nice. You know, maybe a little segment page, you know, do some cross-promotional things, you know. But shout out to T-First, though, because y'all still free. Shout out to Diestat, because y'all still free.
Right.
And shout out to Mile Split, because at least y'all, I mean, we can't get in-depth in detail, but we can still see what we need to see.
We can see some leaders.
Yeah, we can see the leaders. I mean, honestly, that's really what the people want to hear. They want to know who's leading in the world today. And, man, look, I'm going to tell you like this. Last episode, we talked about the different early season, just in the April, some still in March, PRs, but season best that we have, you know, on the leaderboard, and talking about how crazy they were. But we were talking about college. And I'm looking at some of these high school leaderboard times and results, and I'm not seeing much difference.
Right.
That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, you know, people on scholarship who, you know, pretty much have understanding of their event. They're starting to specialize versus high school kids where, you know, they might still not even really have good running form yet. They might still do 4 events in a meet when they don't really have to, because they're in high school and they're trying to help the team win. So, I mean, it's a completely different dynamic. Technically, they're running for free because even though you don't get paid in college, you're on scholarship, you're kind of getting paid. I'm not talking about the athletes being paid conversation. I think athletes should be paid.
Yes.
It's a whole other conversation for a whole other day because that'll probably take up 2 hours itself. But what I'm saying is, you're running for something. You have something to lose because getting kicked off a high school team versus losing a scholarship is different,
yes.
You know, because then you got to come out of pocket to pay. So, I mean, you're not getting paid directly, but, you know, you're getting a benefit directly from you being an outstanding athlete, you know. So, you know, you got people running with nothing to lose versus people running with something to lose, and you're not seeing much difference. So, like, let's just say the sport is in good standings, in at least as far as I'm concerned. Man, where should we begin? I don't know about you. I like starting with the fellas because I feel like the ladies be dominating. So that's almost like the highlight is talking about the ladies because the ladies be tearing the track up. So we'll talk about the fellas first. You want to go college or you want to go high school?
Well,
or you want to just bounce back and forth?
Let's do high school, I guess.
Yeah. All right. So, man, look, I do have to say this, though. I got to go to college 1 quick second because the number one time in college right now, a junior in college from Alabama in the 100-meter dash, the time is 10:12, and that was run on April 13th by Catavius Walter?
Yes.
Okay, you know, vision getting bad. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. And I wear glasses, but still. I just said 10:12, right?
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah.
Right? Alabama, right?
Yep.
The number one time in high school this year, it was run at an invitational that that spanned the dates. You see those dates? March 2nd to March 3rd.
Super early.
A two-day meet, March 2nd to March 3rd. Anthony Schwartz, he's a senior in high school, ran a 10.13. Had a 2.1 win, but still.
That's almost legal wind.
That's almost.
2.0 is legal.
That's a tenth off a legal win. But he had a legal win in the 200 at that same meet. March 2nd and 3rd. Anthony Schwartz, 20.47 in the 200. Early.
Man, that was before.
That was the weekend of indoor states.
Was it the weekend or was it before? Nah, that was the weekend of indoor states,
I think that was the weekend of indoor states, at least for New York State. That was the same weekend as New York Indoor State Championships. He's outdoors running 10.13 and 20.47. I'm not sure where the Sam Burley Hall of Fame Invitational is at, but
I'm trying to find
it. That's crazy. That's early. It's not even hot yet. It might be hot where he was at, but still. It's March. Man. Early. Yeah.
Ooh, well, I mean, here's what you got. Not even. Doesn't even matter. But, like, in the South, their state championships are, like, in May. You know, because their school year is a little different, too.
Yeah.
We end ours up here in June, and a lot of the southern states end in May.
Yeah, by the time we get
usually a little ahead.
Yeah, by the time we get to, like, states, they've already been running with their club teams for, like, about almost a month, you know?
And then they have to wait for nationals, like, a whole month.
Exactly. I mean, I'm wondering, is that kind of, like, an advantage where they're just sitting there just training for nationals? They're training for one meet, basically, for, like, 3 weeks.
I don't know.
We're kind of, like, boom, 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 we got, you know, we have our sectional championships, our state qualifier, our state meet, nationals. 4 weeks, big meets straight.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of that. That's just, I don't know if it, whatever.
Yeah. You know what I think would cut a lot of that out? If they treated the state meet like they treated nationals, you hit a standard, you go automatically.
I'm a little confused.
Good example. All right, at least for New York State. We have a meet of champions.
Yeah.
So after we have our sectional championships, we have a meet of champions. And an indoor, the top three athletes, if they've made the qualifying New York State standard, top two, if the third place finisher didn't make the qualifying standard, are the ones that make it to states. In nationals, if you say that,
I got you.
You know, the qualifying standard is 10-2 in the 100.
Yep.
If 95 people hit a 10-2 in the 100, they go to nationals.
Yep.
Now, we've had situations, and I'm speaking just for Section 5 in upstate New York, where we've had 7 or 8 kids have a standard in an event, the New York State standard, and they could all very well be competitive. Like, good example, like the 55. We'll usually have like 7 or 8 guys and girls that have the state standard.
Yep.
And could be competitive in the state. Don't get to go.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember 1 year, 2009, it was the 400 hurdles. Section 5, we had probably three of the top 6 in the state.
Yeah.
But only 2 of them can go.
Exactly. You know, so I think they should look down the line into changing that. And obviously, if you're worried about the numbers game, make the standard a little bit more difficult. That's how nationals is. Nationals still has an indoor meet. They still have an outdoor meet. So, I mean, the size of the facilities and the venues aren't going to be that much different. So I figure if you think too many people are going to make it, up the standard a little bit, make it a little more difficult.
Right.
But I would like to see if you have 5 kids in one section that are, like, really in the top of the state, I'd like to see them all compete for the state title.
Yeah.
You know, you might even have 2 sections or 3 sections where you have, like, a bunch of kids that are, like, really, really good. And, like, I want to see all of them compete at the state level. But being that they're all from the same area, it's almost like they're getting penalized.
Right.
I don't want to see the 3rd fastest kid in the state be on an intersectional relay because he didn't make states because of just they ran out of space, you know?
Yeah, and then you get the, you know, those athletes from Section 10 in New York State, which don't belong at the state
championship. I could probably qualify for states.
Yeah.
At 41 in that section.
And pretty much section 10, they're, you can pretty much call them Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right there at the border.
Yeah. They might have Canadian bills and expenses because they might have, like, Canadian electric. They're that close.
Yeah. Hey, did you, you know, in years past, did you, for indoor nationals, did you like the indoor nationals at the Armory and the indoor nationals in Boston?
Well, I'll even take it back a little bit further. The first time I ever went to indoor nationals as a coach was when they still had the Nike indoor nationals, which I think Hershey kind of took over now.
Yeah.
And it was at Prince George in Maryland.
Okay.
So that was my first one. And then the following year, it was at in Boston at the Reggie Lewis Center.
Okay.
And then obviously New Balance is taking over now, and it's at the Armory in New York City, while Hershey and USATF have partnered, and it's at Ocean Breeze in Staten Island. I personally think that I like nationals at the Armory. I think the venue is overrated.
Uh-huh.
I think it is really, really, really small and crowded in there. And, I mean, the experience of the competition level is great. The experience from a spectator point of view, though, is not so much.
I just don't like New York City.
Oh, I don't even want to get into parking and everything like that. I got lucky the last time we went there, though. I caught a free parking spot 2 days in a row, like almost identical spots. Like say, for example, day one, I parked 3 spots from the curb. Mm-hmm. Day two, I parked 5 spots from the curb. But I was mm-hmm. pretty much on the same street,
right,
on the same side of the street, in the exact same spot for free. That'll never happen again. Never. In New York City? Absolutely yeah. not. But, yeah, I mean, it's the like I said, the experience as far as, like, the competition levels, watching the athletes compete at a high level, that is great, you yeah. know. But experience as coming from a coaching standpoint and from a spectator standpoint, I'm not feeling it. The warm-up area is trash.
Very much so.
The Armory warm-up area is trash. Let me say that again. It is trash. It's a hallway.
You just got to go outside.
It's a
much.
Hallway.
You can't.
Yeah, but when you go outside, you're running on, like, just neighborhood blocks.
Yeah.
You know, Ocean Breeze is, you know, miles ahead of them as far as, like, the facility itself. Then again, though, everybody's so set on, you know, New Balance being the standard for state, for nationals, I mean, that a lot of the better competition goes there. Don't sleep on Hershey, though. This competition is still tough there. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people just happen to prefer USA track and field meets to other meets. So,
yep.
you know, the competition is still great. But, you know, for the longest time, a lot of people have been going to New Balance Nationals. That's kind of like the creme de la creme, so to speak. But the Armory's trash. I'm sorry. I just got to say it. I don't like the Armory. I don't like the whole experience of the Armory. You know, I like New Balance sneakers, though. I will say that the New Balance Nationals have put me on to the comfort level of New Balance right. sneakers.
Hey, how's the food at Ocean Breeze? Is it cheaper than Armory?
I think it's cheaper, but I think that I will say that I think the Armory does have better food.
Okay.
Ocean Breeze is a little kind of like
Jamaican beef patties.
Yeah, and Ocean Breeze is kind of like regular. You're not gonna get terrible food, but you're not getting anything that you haven't had before.
Gotcha.
You're gonna get a burger. You're going to get fries. You're going to get chicken fingers. You know, it's not like a special, oh, my God, they got a Asiago chicken wrap. You know, you're not getting anything like crazy like that. But
right.
Prince George, I think, has better food than everybody, though, down in Maryland. They need to host more events. But I think New York City kind of cornered the market in yeah. nationals and track and field.
You know who has good food?
Who?
Penn Relays.
Yeah, you know who else has good food, though?
Mm.
New Balance Outdoor Nationals in North Carolina, A&T.
That's true.
And it's not even really the New Balance Nationals that has good food. It's just you just drive anywhere off-site.
Right.
I'm going to tell a story. The first time I went to Nationals in outdoor track, it was still Nike. But
yeah.
it was still at North Carolina. North Carolina A&T has held Outdoor Nationals for as long as I can remember. I've been coaching since 2007. And as far as I know, you talk about outdoor nationals before USATF came along and started having their outdoor national championships. it was North Carolina. Whether it was Nike or New Balance when they took over, it was North Carolina. So we went in 2009. I had I took my 4x1 and 4x4, and I had another girl run the 200. Shout out to School of the Arts, my former athletes. So it was hot because it's June in North Carolina,
yeah.
You know. And we had coolers with Gatorade and water and everything like that, but we needed some more ice. So my wife and I, we're going to quick leave the meat, go get some ice so we can, you know, keep these drinks and everything cool because it's hot out there. I mean, they had, like, that's when I first saw the tent with the misting.
Yeah.
The misting tent is real,
yeah.
You know, especially when it's like 108 on the track. So we went to go get some more ice and everything like that, and also, you know, get some more water, replenish our coolers and things like that. We only had 5 girls that went, but hot doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, hot doesn't care how many people you have. 5 girls are going to run through cases of water like a team would because it's hot. Man, we put up to the gas station to get some gas and some ice for the cooler. And we left with 2 catfish dinners for $5 each. And when I'm talking about 2 huge catfish fillets and 2 sides, mac and cheese and baked beans. And we're not talking about some old plain cold baked beans. We're not talking about some Kraft macaroni and cheese. We're talking about Big Mama baked beans and mac and cheese and catfish with the corn bread. Not the corn bread, the corn meal batter. It was a gas station. But it was funny because, like, we got the fish because our option was either fish or ribs at a gas station.
Yeah,
a regular old gas station.
That's funny.
It's the best thing ever. And it was like half of the trip we were like excited about being at Nationals, competing in the 4x4, competing in the 4x1. I had a girl competing in the 200. The other half was exploring North Carolina food.
Right.
You know, you have 4 girls from Rochester who some might have been to North Carolina before, some may have never been out of New York State before, or even if they had been, you know, these are restaurants that you've never been to before, so it was an experience. When you're traveling to track meets, whether they're big meets like Penn Relays, Outdoor Nationals, Drake Relays, or if it's just your local Invitational, take part in the food. We're going to Invitational this weekend in Alexander, New York, and I'm just praying that they have tradition in their program, because when we used to go, they would have a chicken barbecue dinner for the coaches, and it was magnificent. It was magnificent. Yeah. It was fantastic.
I might go.
Yeah. Look, you get to the track, the kids are warming up, and you're just looking over into the shadows of the west wing of the track, and you see the smoke. You see the smoke riseth from the grill, and you know the chicken is coming.
Right.
But that was just for the coaches, but they also had other things. You know, they had chicken, they had pulled pork, they had ribs. I'm like, look, food is just as much a part of a track meet as the track and field events are. And I feel like you should take part in everything it has to offer. You come to Hilton, get a cheeseburger. Best cheeseburger in Section 5.
I get a few.
Yeah.
Four minimum.
I'm starting off 2 minimum. 2 cheeseburgers. I already know. When we had a home meet, you're not running today. You helping me out. Okay, you keeping score. After the 100, I need 2 cheeseburgers. Take this right here. Go get that. Get yourself some Gatorade with chain. I need my 2 cheeseburgers. Food makes attract me just wonderful.
Yeah, it's the only reason I like throwers.
Oh yeah! Shout out to Lancaster Throwers. They bring their own grill to a track meet. They bring their own protein.
Right. I don't like their coach, but whatever.
I'm talking about the athletes. It ain't their fault. They coach.
Well, I don't know who the coach is. I don't know his name. I don't know if he's still there. Don't really care if he's alive. But whoever it was a few years ago, don't like you.
Yeah.
Next.
But y'all can bring y'all grill, though. It's all good.
Right.
But, yeah, man, and food and track go hand in hand. And the further south you go, the better the food gets. Yes, sir. But Penn Relays. Let's talk about Penn Relays food.
Golly.
I mean,
I can't go this year. And just thinking about it,
Well, first, let's just say this. Penn Relays in itself is just like a festival of track and field. You have the high school relays. You have the college relays. You have the Olympic developmental relays. So you're getting it from all different aspects of the sport. The food is the same way.
Listen, Philadelphia turns into Little Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
On Penn Relays Week.
Yes, sir. You would think that you were in Montego Bay because, yo, the experience, oh, my God. I remember when it was USA versus the world and they were running the 4x1 and Jamaica was in it, and just how loud it would get when the runners on the track get to your side of the stadium,
mm-hmm.
and you just hear that roar. And everybody's just talking junk back and forth, and it's crazy. But it's like good spirited trash talk, you know.
Oh, I'm in there too.
Oh yeah,
I'm in there.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The trash talk.
We talking about how Usain Bolt, you know, ain't get caught cheating yet. <you know?
laughs> He retired at a good time. He knew
yeah.
it was coming. You know,
Johan Blake had the mystery injury.
He still has a mystery injury.
You know, Warren Weir. Got
Where's
third
he at?
In the 200 in the Olympics.
Disappeared.
Got a bronze medal in the Olympics, and I haven't seen him run since.
Disappeared.
You know, I think he's a DJ now. Shout out to all the DJs, but if you're a DJ after you got a bronze medal in the Olympics.
You're doing something wrong.
There's something to be said
Something's
about
off.
That. Something to be said about that. I mean, I haven't seen him run. I think I saw him run a Diamond League meet like the following year in New York, and he like won by leaps and bounds in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like Olympic form in the rain.
Too cold in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Anyways, the food. I mean, my go-to was always the jerk chicken.
Yeah.
I just had to give me
the real deal jerk chicken.
Every day I was there, it's just I gotta get me. I'm not gonna say it's a plate because it's a styrofoam container, but. You get a good amount.
It's a plate-like substance.
You know what? I need to get some jerk chicken this week.
Yeah, this is food talk. I mean, track talk with CH30.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, yeah. Food is a beautiful thing. I will say this though.
I think that should be the title.
Yeah.
For this one, food at track meets.
Yeah, food at track meets. I think you're right. You know, we'll
or
get back to
like
the
that.
Leaderboard in a minute. But
yeah.
Yeah. And matter of fact, because let me just talk about this real quick, and you'll see. You'll see the segue. You can say, I see what you did there.
Okay.
The number one athlete in the 400 hurdles.
I knew it. I saw it too.
Emmanuel Waller with a 52.29.
Yeah.
April 13th and 14th. I mean, this is happening. It's still early at the Bojangles Track and Field Classic. So I'm just guessing that was in North Carolina.
Bojangles.
I'm just guessing that track meet was in North Carolina because Bojangles is something. To be talked about. But if you go to Bojangles, you can't just get the Bojangles chicken. And for those who don't know, Bojangles is a chicken restaurant. Think Popeyes and think churches and just think it's right there with all of them. Popeyes, I'm still a Popeyes person. Popeyes is my favorite. But when I go to North Carolina, I'm getting nothing but Bojangles. That being said, you cannot get some Bojangles without getting the sweet tea.
Never got it.
You never got it? Oh, man. And you can get a sweet tea, like a to-go sweet tea,
mm-hmm.
or you can buy, like, a gallon of sweet tea.
Really?
Yeah. It's fantastic, man.
I bet.
It's magnificent. It's just, mwah. It's beautiful. Especially because, remember, North Carolina's hot.
Yeah. And, I mean, sweet tea is,
yeah.
I mean, I guess North Carolina, it's weird saying North Carolina is a southern state, but.
Yeah.
It is on the bottom half.
This is correct.
Yeah.
North Carolina's got some good food, though.
Yeah. You know, I missed out on Texas Relays when I lived down there.
If you have an opportunity to go to Texas for a track meet, or just if you have an opportunity to go to Texas, I think you're in food heaven. It's right next to Louisiana.
I lived there for 2 years.
And they say everything's bigger in Texas. I mean, I've seen biscuits that take up a whole plate.
Oh no! They definitely have bigger food.
I don't know what the cows look like in Texas, but the steaks are something to be desired. And they're huge, Rochester.
Man,
huge.
Like, can't even eat them.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even order like a big steak. Like I just can't eat it, and I'm not gonna eat it later. I need the steak cooked at that point, and then I got to eat it then.
Yeah.
I can't warm it up or...
Not the same.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Same. So I never really ordered anything that big.
And the thing is this, too. You'll be like, let me just get the small. They'll be like, this is the small. You're like, it's bigger than this. This is crazy. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, how do we... All right, we on food, but... all right, let's get back to track.
Back to track. All right. I don't know, man. Miami Hurricane Invitational, March 16th and 17th. Jamal Walton, 45-42. He's a senior.
Yeah.
He's fast. Mm-hmm. 45-42 in March, mid-March. That was like a month ago. That's a month ago. That's crazy. He's already going 45-52. 42. What am I thinking? And then it's either Luis or Luis Peralta at the Dominican Republic Nationals, April 11th through the 13th. He's a junior, 150.62 in the 800. Remember, we're still in high school, y'all. Just let's be clear. This is high school we're talking about.
We're looking at high school.
This is not college. This is not pro. This is high school.
I keep forgetting the homeboy's name who went 147 indoor, though.
Yeah. We were talking about that about a couple episodes back, right?
Yeah. I always forget
he broke
names.
He broke a couple of records, right? I think like the state record and like the national record.
Oh, no, it's a national record.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's state record.
Yeah.
Easy.
It was like state record, the meet record, national record. He was running unattached against like some pros or something like that. I think he got second overall or third overall in the meet itself.
You remember more than I do because I don't even remember all that.
Yeah, it was because we were kind of hyped about when we talked about. Well, if this quick plug, this is Track Talk with CH and Ferdy. If you don't know what we're talking about, hit the subscribe button and go back and listen to our past episodes where we did talk about the guy that went 147 in indoor in the 800, and we talked about it a lot. So go back, listen to that. If you don't know which one that we were, what episode we were talking about them, listen to them all. They're all good. You know what I'm saying? Click the subscribe button. Subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If not, that means you already got us hooked in SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music. But
because I don't even remember.
If that kid went 147 indoor and this guy's already going 150.62 second week in April, I mean, granted, he was at the Dominican Republic National, so he probably had some good weather. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm not a distance guy, but I'm just going to guess that 350.18 for a 1500 is pretty darn good.
Sure is.
At the end of March?
Yep.
In the Adidas Rally Relays, this is Dalton Hengst, I want to say. H-E-N-G-S-T. Sorry if I mess up your name. He's a senior.
Get a better last name.
Yeah. Unattached. So that means there's probably some pros there, so you had to run unattached. But, yeah, man. And then Jericho Cleveland, he's a senior at the Chandler Rotary Invitational, March 23rd to 24th, went 409.81 in the 1600, which, I mean, I'll take that this early in the season. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's scroll down. 110 hurdles.
13.63.
Georgetown Eagle Relays. Devion Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, he's a senior. He did that on March 23rd. Early. 300 hurdles. Everybody doesn't run it, so I don't really care about
those. That's a whack event.
I don't really
Florida,
care.
Get it out of here.
California,
Texas,
get it out of here.
That's whack. That's garbage.
Yeah,
that's for
get
the
that
week.
400.
That's for
get
the
that
week.
400. Go all the way around the track. 300 hurdles.
Right, get out of here.
We're not even going to talk
Eight hurdles, and then the last hurdle is like 2 feet away from the finish line.
Yeah, you stumbling over the finish line.
Yeah, you tripping.
Yeah, literally.
That's all you got to do. You just got to dive after that last one.
Yeah, we talked about the 400 hurdlers and the Bojangles. Yeah. That's how we got into talking about chicken. 4x1.
40.31.
40.31. Early. February 16th. Jesus Christ. American Heritage Middle School / High School out of Florida.
People still need a...
At the Louis Bing Classic. February 6th.
That was 2 months ago.
Literally 2 months ago, they went 40.31. That's crazy. Yo.
Oh, that's a... Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking down further ahead. I thought that Sprint Medley Relay was the 4x4.
Oh, nah.
I was
like, 4x4 is garbage. That 4x4 is sick, though.
Yeah.
T TSU Relays, DeSoto, I'm assuming DeSoto High School out of Texas.
Yeah.
This was a month ago. 311.38. Do the math on that.
I don't want to.
Everybody does a 45. That's 3 minutes. So we adding 11 seconds. We'll just say 12.
It's about two more.
It's about, it's about 48, 47, 48 from each leg. It's pretty darn spectacular.
Sure is.
Yeah, man. 747 for 4x8. That's pretty decent.
For this time, it's a really good time.
Yeah. Pepsi Florida Relays. That was the March 29th. So that was about a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Oh my God!
You see them jumps?
Yeah, I just quick glance at high jump. Shout out to Sean Lee out of Trabuco Hills High School in California. 7'3" in February, 7'3" in high jump, February 24th. It's crazy, it's crazy.
Ugh.
And Caitlin Wenholtz in the triple jump, 55.9¼. This was actually just a couple days ago, but look at that grade, 2020. He's a sophomore. Oh, my God.
Oh,
55.9¼. He's in 10th grade. Oakland Mills High School in Maryland. Stand up. Oh, my God. 55.9¾.
Is that right?
Let me get up and look close.
Is that right?
55.9¾. Is that a typo?
No.
Google that. Wikipedia that. I'm going to keep going while he's looking that up, and he's going to try and validate that. The Chuck Zonas Invitational. It just happened, for those of you who are listening, it's April 16th where we're at. So that happened 2 days ago. That's crazy. And number one in the country in long jump is also a sophomore out of Florida. Mulberry Hill High School, Arian Smith jumped 25.3¼. And it's that was – about 4 days ago, but he's a sophomore.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Remember, people that are listening, we're still talking about high school athletes. Let's be clear. This is high school. When I say junior, I don't mean junior in college. I'm talking about high school. When I say sophomore, I'm talking about in high school. Dude. Shout out to Tyson Jones. Desert Edge High School in Arizona. Last month, 70'4½" in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Ooh, Arizona.
Yeah.
I got a little soft spot for Arizona.
Yeah, I bet you did. For those who didn't hear the last episode, shame on y'all. Why do you have a soft spot for Arizona?
I'm kind of moving there.
That's right.
Kind of heading down.
Are you going to be a Sun Devil? Sun? Sun? Get it? Sun?
Yeah,
Devil?
Yeah,
Sun?
I got it. Yeah. Forts
yeah.
up.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Herm Edwards, new head coach of football. Yeah, man, Arizona's doing things, man. Is R.I. Rhode Island?
It better be.
Is Garrett Doyle representing the Ruh? That's what he used to call it in college, the Ruh.
Really?
Rhode Island's the Ruh.
Wow.
Lincoln High School, Garrett Doyle, he's a senior, 207'8" in the hammer throw. He's leading the nation. Just throwing it out there. Get it? Throwing it out there. Yeah. See what I did there? But yeah, man. Look. Javelin, 234.11 from, I'm going to butcher this name. Zuriel Pedigo. But I think the T is silent.
Yeah.
Parkview Baptist High School in Louisiana, 234'11" in the javelin. That was about 2 weeks ago at the Texas Relays. Armand Duplantis from Lafayette High School in Louisiana at the same meet at Texas Relays. He's a senior, 19.5 in the pole vault.
Yeah, he went bonkers in indoor too.
Yeah. We've been hearing about him for a while. That's crazy. That was just the fellas. That was just high school. We didn't talk about college. I mean, we talked about college last time, so like I don't even know if I want to talk about college anymore.
Yeah, you know what? Let's give college a break.
Yeah, we're going to focus on high school tonight. We talked about the college, you know, and not much happened. There were a couple of new leaders that jumped up on the leaderboard, but nothing to run home and tell mom about. And these high school times are fire right now, so we giving them all their props. All
right.
Let's head on over to the girls list. I will say this.
The ladies.
I will say this. The number one time in college, I know we said we weren't going to talk about college, follow me here. A sophomore out of Arkansas, Jada Baylark, 11:10 in the 100-meter dash. Sophomore out of Arkansas. She did it on March 23rd. She's a sophomore in college. She's about 20. All right? Brianna Williams is a sophomore in high school, which means she's about, what, 16? 11:13 in the 100-meter dash a month ago at the Bob Hayes Invitational.
Legal.
Yeah, legal. 1.7. That's legal. Representing Northeast High School in Oakland, Florida. Brianna Williams, sophomore, 11:13. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Am I seeing that correctly? Do we got to give some love to, at the same meet, Tamari Davis. Is she a freshman?
That's a freshman.
She a freshman?
That's a freshman.
23:06 in the 200. She's a freshman. That's Let me say, 18 is senior, 19 is junior.
Yep.
2021 is a freshman.
Yep.
23:06.
Yep.
Jeez, Louise Mac and Cheese. Dude.
Hey, coaches, don't mess that up.
Please don't. Please don't.
And her as well. Don't mess that up.
Don't mess that up. Come on. Tomorrow, we pulling for you. For real.
Right.
We got a junior out of actually a teammate of Brianna Williams. She's a junior, Northeast High School, Oakland, Florida. 52:82 in the 400.
Jontasia Ford.
2 months ago. Shout out to Jontasia Ford. 2 months ago. February 16th and 17th at the Louis Bing Classic. So, yeah, forget Kyle. We ain't talking about y'all. Y'all got love last week. We ain't getting no love this week.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Where do we go next? Caitlin Collier at the FSU Relay. She's representing, looks like Bowles High School out of Florida. And she went 204.87 in the 800, and that was like about almost a month ago.
Yep.
Yeah. It might be hot in Florida, like then and now, but, I mean, it ain't that hot yet.
Right.
It's not, like, their hot is like 90. So it's their cold right now. You know, it's like 65, 70. That's cold to them. Oh, dude, she also went 447.47 in the 1600. Like 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
March 2nd. So we're talking like a month and a half.
Yeah.
She's a monster. She's a problem. Not, but this is the caveat though. Follow me. She went 447.47 in the 1600 on March 2nd. Mm-hmm. Number one in the nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 months later, Lucy Hulskamp.
Yeah, one month.
Yeah, 1 month. My fault. My math is bad. I'm in astonishment. She went 431.73 in the 1500. So we're basically, Caitlin Collier covered 100 more meters in
about
16 seconds.
A little less, actually 15.7.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering what that 1500 would have been like. Had she run that, she'd probably be the leader. But shout out to Lucy, because Lucy is a sophomore. Caitlin is a senior. So, you know, big up to Lucy. She's number one in the nation, 431.73. She's a sophomore.
You know, I tend to cheer for the underclassmen.
Yeah. Sunset, Oregon, representing. All right. Moving down.
Bunch of cheaters in Oregon. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Is all Oregon. Right. Oregon and Jamaica have the same colors.
Yeah, they do.
But anyway, moving right along. Now, if you haven't heard this name, you've been, like, sleeping under a rock somewhere. Tia Jones. I'm not even surprised at looking and seeing her name.
Long time ago.
Yeah. March 2nd and 3rd at the 11th Annual Milton Showcase Invitational. Tia is a junior in high school. Walton High School, representing GA, Georgia, 13.27 in the 100 hurdles. Probably like an age group national record, because she has like all of them from like, I think, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, if I'm not mistaken.
Been watching her for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. She was running like the 13s, like at like 13.
Yeah, right.
You know, she's a monster. Oh, and She got long jump too. Oh man, 300 hurdles.
Never
we
mind.
Don't care.
Whatever.
We gonna skip right down to Rhianda Richards out of Jersey, West Essex High School.
Oh yeah, Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. Jersey know a little something about the 400 hurdles.
A little bit.
59:21 early. April 14th. That happened 2 days ago. College of Jersey High School Open.
You know, it's crazy that
she get props because she was running in Jersey.
Right. And their weather's been pretty bad recently, too.
Yeah. So she gets huge props. 59:21. Not the 400. 400 hurdles. And, yeah, she did it in Jersey. So she gets props for that. Because I know it's cold up in upstate New York. Jersey's not that far away from here. Yo, what's up with Georgia, though, man?
What's up?
Buford High School representing about, what, 3 weeks ago, almost a month?
Yeah.
45-57 in the 4x1.
Yep.
Fire! Yo, dude, look at that 4x4 time now.
Yep.
American Heritage out of Florida at the Pepsi Florida Relays about 2 weeks ago, March 29th to the 31st. 340.58 in the 4x4.
Yes, that's a 55.
Yeah. They was moving.
Yep.
They was moving. Shout out to American Heritage High School.
Right.
Yo, dude, do you see this? This next like, do you see this? 4x1600, the 4x8, and the distance medley are all held by the same high school, Great
different.
Oak High School. Oh, no, I take
one's
it back.
One's Oak Ridge.
Okay. Yeah, I was close. Oak, but yeah, but I will say this, though. They all happened at the same meet.
Yes.
Arcadia Invitational, April 6th and 7th, about 10 days ago. So the 4x1600 national leader, Great Oak High School, 20 minutes and 9 seconds, 9.46 seconds. I butchered that time. I'm sorry. 20 minutes, 9.46 seconds in the 4x1600 by Great Oak High School. They either followed that up or was a prelude to their 4x8 time of 905.34. Once again, Great Oak High School out of California. Oak Ridge is also out of California. This was also at the Arcadia Invitational. They have the leading nation time in the DMR, 1142.85. Chilling,
something like that.
Chilling, yeah. And once again, just like we talked about with the men, these jumps are something serious. Well, it looked like it's
early. Jasmine Moore, what's up?
Yeah, Texas, Mansfield Lake Ridge, representing. She's a junior, and you know, something light in the long jump, 21.25. Did that on April 11th. Well, April 11th through the 13th. It was a District 10 meet. Couple weeks before that, you know, a little 44-1, something light. Legal win. 44-1 in a triple jump. Texas relays. Something light for the people early on. Jesus Christ. She's a junior. Rachel Glenn out of Wilson Long Beach.
Long Beach,
West CZ.
Has been a powerhouse for years, too.
Yeah, she's a sophomore, and she's jumping 5'11 in the high jump. And that was a month ago at the California Relays. That's crazy.
Can we just round that up to 6 feet, though?
Yeah, we might as well. But she's only a sophomore, jumping basically 6 feet. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I don't know what to say, man. I'm perplexed. I'm befuddled.
Right.
This is crazy. We just had our first league meet last week. I mean, this is early in the season, and we have these monster performances already. I will say this, though. I want to give a shout-out to Nastasia Campbell. I apologize if I get your name wrong. She is out of Texas. New Caney High at the Texas Relays. She's a senior. She pole vaulted 14 feet. Mm-hmm. But I do want to give props to Erica Ellis out of Rochester, New York, Section 5, upstate, who's already jumped 14-1 this year. But she's not competing for high school. She's competing independent unattached, and she has the high school national record at 14-1. So, but she did that indoor.
Yeah, I think junior rec, something like
junior,
that.
Junior, she has some national record. It might be an age group national record, but 14-1 in indoor. So I'm looking to see if Natasha, however you pronounce your name, I apologize, if she is challenged by Erica Ellis, who is a high school junior, if I'm not mistaken.
Some of you kids need to tell your parents to give you better names. All right.
Or
what do we got?
Give pronunciation.
Or just give me a spelling that works.
Yeah. I like this one, Anika Kelly. Thank you.
Easy.
Yeah, easy peasy.
You only need one N, though, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just talking junk. I'm sorry. I apologize.
She got two N's to match the two L's in her last name. R's in her high school, Barrington, representing the Rhode Island. Rhode Island got some throwers. this was at the Knights of Columbus relay. She threw that hammer like Thor, 194 feet, 5 inches.
You know, it's weird with the hammer and also the javelin.
Yeah.
Where it's not contested everywhere.
Yeah.
So New York State doesn't have the hammer throw or the javelin.
Yep. We're coming up close though on the javelin. They're supposed to be, I know they're testing officials on javelin.
But
so
then where? Where are they going to do it?
I don't, man. I guess they got a couple years to figure that out. But it's supposed, allegedly, from what I've been told, from my, you know, when I got my official hat on, I was told javelin is coming soon within the, I would say, a 1 to 3 year window. So relatively soon.
Okay. I mean, I'm just thinking about the facilities in the area that can actually do it.
I mean,
you need to go on an outside field.
Yeah. So I could think of maybe off the top of my head, I mean, 3 to 5 schools that could do it.
You could do Hilton. You could do Rush.
You could do Penfield because they already do it.
Yeah.
You probably could do East Ridge. I think they're where the discus area is kind of far back.
Okay.
I think if they were to construct it, they'd have the room to do it.
Okay.
It ain't happening in the city.
No, definitely
it's
not
happening in any of the private schools in the city either.
Well, it's like the city, you don't have any pole vaulters either, so.
Yeah, but you just don't have any room.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way they could do it, I'd say, maybe at East High, if they tore up their baseball field, and that's not going to happen.
Nope.
Yeah. The only way you'd be able to do it at a city meet is if you have a high school that didn't turf their field yet and you do it on the infield.
I think they've all turfed it.
As far as I know, I don't know if Edison turfed their field yet.
Okay.
I don't know if Shalott turfed their field yet.
Oh, Shalott. What's Shalott now?
Leadership Academy.
Oh.
Wilson Foundation, which is Wilson Magnet's track.
Oh, so
I think they're turfed. Franklin is turfed. East is turfed. I could be wrong. I think Shalott might be turfed. I think they were in the running for it. I'm not sure about Douglas.
No, that's not turfed.
Okay.
I forgot that's actually I pass by it every day.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Javelin's coming though.
All right, javelin.
Javelin's coming.
Alright.
Yeah, man. But in case you missed what I said earlier, we've been talking about like high school athletes in these times, and these are the number one high school athletes in the nation, like on the high school leaderboard. These are not college athletes. These are not pro athletes. I mean, they got college and pro times and marks and distances and heights. But yeah, I gotta go back up to that freshman though. Like, have my eyes deceived me? Where was that at? 2021.
200.
Yeah, 2021. She's a freshman.
That's a graduation year, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you don't fail.
Yeah.
You know,
23.06 in the 200, and she's a freshman. Didn't we see another one on the guy's side that was young? That ran something crazy?
Might
have been a sophomore.
Yeah, probably a sophomore. That's as low as it goes.
Oh, yeah, the sophomore, the long jump.
Oh, yeah.
Long and triple.
Yeah, I was trying to find that one.
You didn't find it?
I found results, but I don't know.
If that is, like, accurate, that's probably the craziest thing I've seen out of all these results. The freshman with the 23.06, that's crazy. But a sophomore with a 55.9 1/4 in triple jump?
Nail.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's serious. Man, I don't even know where to go. Man, we even talked about some good times. We even talked about some good distances, some good heights, and some good food.
Some good food, yeah.
You know?
Good food.
Yeah. I think it might be time to eat some good food now.
Yeah. I actually need to go to bed soon.
Yeah. I need to go to my fridge because after all this track talk and this food talk, I done got hungry. So I think I'm going to not talk and I'm going to close this one out.
Right.
Yeah. So remember, if you have not subscribed to us yet and you're watching on YouTube right now, go to the bottom of the screen, click on that subscribe button, tell a friend, tell an enemy to tell everybody else to subscribe to Track Talk with CH and Ferdy. Hit us up on the email, 585tracktalk@gmail.com. That's all one word, all spelled correctly. Hit him with your IG, Ferd.
At he is Ferdy, HEISFERDY. Find me.
And that's both IG and Twitter. You can hit me up on IG at Coach Harris TF, the TS for track and field, all one word. That's at CoachHarristF. On Twitter, you can hit me at The Real DJ Rock, at The Real DJ ROC. Our official IG and Twitter, at Track Talk With Us, all one word spelled correctly. Find us on iTunes, find us on YouTube, find us on SoundCloud, find us on Google Music, Google Play Music, subscribe to all on all avenues so that you're getting all our alerts and everything. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we named this. Originally, this was the We Don't Have a Title episode, but now it's the Track Talk and the Food Talk and the High School Leaderboard episode. So, yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. And that was episode, this is episode 8, like we said at the beginning. Stay tuned for episode 9 coming soon to a platform near you. And I think we're about to check up the deuce and be out of here.
Right.
Peace.
Deuce.